Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're live, and it is already the eighth day of April, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. That's right, I am now taking on a fourth hour of syndicated radio. But for the next few weeks, for the time being, you will hear the fourth hour, basically commercial-free, as we develop and hone the fourth hour. It will have live video feeds on myself, my guest in studio, a document cam, a video feed where I can play video clips and audio clips, a computer screen feed, and much, much more. And then we're going to be taking these feeds every day after the show within a couple hours and posting that fourth hour up on PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members who may not have had a chance to watch the fourth hour as it's streamed. Now, of course, everybody can listen for free to the internet audio of the fourth hour. So for now, it is an internet radio show in the fourth hour. We already had three affiliates call yesterday when I mentioned we're going to have a fourth hour call and say that they want the fourth hour. And so, yes, you will hear the fourth hour on the GCN radio network a few weeks down the road. But right now, we are beta testing this fourth hour live. And let me tell you, I went wild yesterday in the fourth hour. I went even over. I did 1 hour and 24 minutes extra. So 4 hours and 24 minute radio show yesterday. But I'm going to control myself in the future. It's going to be a 4 hour radio show. I can't turn it into a 4.5, a 5, a 6 hour radio show, and I dig a little wild on the show yesterday, making some to think that this is going to be some type of Howard Sternian type fourth hour. It's not, and I apologize for my behavior. I have to be honest with you. When I'm eating five huge meals a day and drinking a few beers at night and smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, I'm more relaxed and docile. But I haven't worked out like this in 10 years, and I've been running twice a day. Some days lifting weights, swimming, and I'm totally addicted now. I finally got back into the addiction mode of working out. I'm losing about 2 pounds a day. I'm completely crazed, and I probably shouldn't even be on radio. I mean, normally somebody can flip me off in traffic, and I don't even care. A couple days ago, it was like I was a teenager again. Somebody cut me off and flipped me off for no reason, and I almost ripped the steering wheel off the column. So Lord knows what's going to happen here. I've just got to completely control myself. I forgot why I don't like being in shape, because I like why I like being a happy blob, because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm crazed now. I mean, you think I'm crazed when I'm in a docile, porcine-type mode, pinniped-type mode. Well, this is the old Alex Jones, and I'm totally addicted. I can't wait to 3 o'clock to get out of here and go jog. I'm so addicted to working out again, I just happened to click about a month and a half ago. And other times I tried, it would never click like it used to when I was really young. Normally I want to stay and work, and now I'm like really lusting is the word after leaving and jogging and running till I in the woods till I pull over to the side and vomit because I'm going to have a six pack stomach again and my eyes are going to bulge out of my head again. All right, excuse me. Man, my testosterone level is just spiking. This weekend, I'm going to go do some full body weightlifting, power clings and stuff. Totally weak, of course. Probably like 150 pounds. But that's how big things start, and I am going to get in the old mode, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm announcing it, throwing down the gauntlet. I'm going to weigh 180 pounds from 250. I weighed 270 a month and a half ago when I started. That's right.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at the regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Taking off the gloves, pulling down all the stops, strap yourselves in, get ready. You just found it. You just parachuted right into the front lines of the info war. I'm Alex Jones. I have awakened tens of millions globally with your help, and we will go on to wake up billions together. All right, here is the news that we have in front of us today. Secret plans for U.S. troops to stay in Iraq indefinitely. We'll cover that. Homeland spy satellite plan ignores Constitution. Well, it's just a GD piece of paper, according to Bush. Foreign banks flee Spanish property debt. That's right, the mortgage crisis spreads globally. U.S. jobless figures, the specter of a new depression. Folks have dug up the transcripts of Charlton Heston on national television supporting the 68 Gun Control Act. I've got comments on this, and I'm going to cover it and talk about it today. And more on Heston as we remember him this week. Rabbi says life of one yeshiva boy worth more than 1,000 Arabs. This is out of Ynet News. You know, last night I sent this to Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson, and they posted it on Infowars.com. And people are in the comment section saying, this site better stop this. This is anti-Semitic. They'll think we're all anti-Semitic if you post this. This is a major Israeli newspaper and magazine. This is an Israeli news story. Okay, and I've protested the Ku Klux Klan, I've protested Meche and La Raza, and I have always protested the fact that large sectors of the Israeli population openly say that everyone but them are animals. And it's very sad to have to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it. And to the people that are so programmed against discussing this, we just need to face the facts that most groups are tribal, most groups think everybody else is subhuman, and this is how the globalists control us and manipulate us. And it's just terrible when Pastor Hagee says that he rejoices every time he hears about a Palestinian child being killed. That's a quote. And it's disgusting when they have televised programs in Israel where these types of things are said, and then we're not supposed to talk about it. But it's also distasteful, the people that basically say Jews are evil and their own species of evil, and that evil comes from Jews only. We would have a utopian world system if they didn't exist. That is not the case. So we'll break that down today. Just like all Mexicans in the U.S. aren't La Reconquistas saying all whites need to be killed, but a large section is, and so I'm forced to talk about it. And I don't like it, but I have to just tell it like it is. So I'll talk about race today. That is just some of the news that I have here in front of me. I never got to this yesterday like I should have. Web could collapse as video demand soars. I want to get into that some today. And then they also, in out of the same newspaper, tell you in relation, they have a link to a similar article they wrote days before that says superfast internet may replace World Wide Web. So see, oh, the web's going to collapse, so don't worry, there's a replacement, as I've been telling you for 6 years now. Not because I'm smart, not because I have a crystal ball, I actually read what the industry says. Here's an example of that. Hundreds of thousands of business owners and executives. You can even own a small business like I do. And you get on the CEO and manager list, and every day I get magazines like this in the mail. I mean, every day this stuff comes in. And I've been on one of these lists about 7-8 years. Yeah, this stuff's been coming in since about 99. Man, how time flies. Finance and development. This is a industry specialist slash CEO manager specialized type publication. The general public doesn't read this. Global governance. And we had this mailed into us. A listener also mailed us a copy of this. So somebody else out there saw thought this was important. Global governance. Who is in charge? Then you read it, and they admit we're under a global government. Now, that's one thing for those that are seen as the establishment, the 100 or 1,000 so small and medium-sized business owners in the U.S. And then you get into more elite publications that the CFR puts out that are public but not highly circulated, and it's even worse, the things they talk about. And then you try to tell the man on the street what's going on, they just laugh at you. But that's how I knew about Internet 2 6 years ago, was I was reading Internet industry publications and technology publications that were mailed to me, because the establishment mails this out to basically anybody that owns a technology company or an Internet business of any size. And it's their PR. It's their propaganda. It's how great it is. Oh, we're going to, within the next 10 years or sooner, this is about 6 years ago, shut the Internet down. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to force everybody over to it. But it's going to be really profitable for the select few, and it's going to be faster for everybody. And you're going to have your personal computing info, the general public will, on a remote server. And you'll just have a template that dials into it. And Everybody's going to have subdomains on larger 100 domains, 50 industry, 50 government slash university. And then I said, boy, I better go read what Internet 2 is. So I Googled it and found their meetings in Chicago and London and Austin, and every year they have them. And they openly talk about how they're going to take the Internet away from you, and it's not going to be the free Internet anymore. It's not going to be what it's been. So let me now just briefly break that down. Then I'm going to get into Jesse Ventura saying that the American people have a right to armed rebellion against the tyranny of this government, which is in the Declaration of Independence. And then we're going to have wide open phones today. Take a lot of calls in the second, third, and fourth hour. That's right. We now do a fourth hour. Ted Anderson called me yesterday, and he said, listen, I want to put your show on right now on the network in the fourth hour. And I said, no, Ted, hold off. I don't even want to step on people's toes. If people don't think they need to move their shows up later, that's fine. In fact, I'll just rent a Star Guide myself or whatever. Ted's welcome to run his ads over it, or we'll do something like that. And I'm kind of having fun. I know a lot of stations want it, and you're going to get it. In fact, I need to call shortwave and see if they'll pick up the fourth hour WWCR. And that's all going to come in time. But 75% of the public have computers and are connectable, and so you can tune into the fourth hour now via Infowars.com, the streams that are there on the site. But Ted is chomping at the bit to get the show. He goes, no, I'm picking it up. I'm like, no, don't move it, Ted. Just let people figure it out for themselves. And I think Deagle's already called up wanting that common sense approach. But again, a fourth hour of the radio show, ladies and gentlemen, with video cams here in studio. We beta tested it. Had a few glitches the first 10 minutes with the video cams, but then it was up and running great after that. And yesterday's show has been up, but we haven't posted it yet. Yesterday's show and today's show will be up this afternoon for you, and then 5 days a week you're going to have the show up there. Now, a few days a week sometimes. Some days I'll do 5 days a week, some days I'll do 3 days a week. I'd say on average, I'll probably not do five or six shows a month live in that fourth hour, because we're going to give you special original video never before seen. Like later this week, I'm going to play just about 5-10 minutes. I'm not sure right now. We're editing it together from the upcoming JFK film I'm making. You'll have a live sneak peek in that fourth hour. Man, isn't the web wonderful? Breaking the monopoly of the big corporations whose media empires are literally imploding, whose news propaganda empires are imploding, whose newspaper propaganda empires are falling apart in front of us, collapsing, as they just keep schlepping their lies and it falls flat on their face. So what are they going to do? Well, it's just like what England is doing, and now the U.S. and Germany. They take an existing road, and they make you put a transponder in your car, and they tax you to drive on the main roads. The BBC reported, 3 days ago, that the average cost will be £54, 50-plus pounds per day to drive into London. And they said, don't worry, it's only going to be £20 a day driving in the rest of the country. Every road will have a transponder on it. Every car will have it. Every road, you will be taxed. And San Francisco was doing this 7 years ago. They will track everywhere you go with the transponders, and now it's coming out all over the country. The police are doing that. You don't have a cell phone. They just dial in and track your transponder from point to point. And so they know every 300, 400 yards or so where you're at. All Big Brother, all Pentagon design. And they turn your car into a literal taxi cab. The Texas Department of Transportation said 3 years ago that it will be $165 to drive from Austin to Dallas and back. One way, I guess, would be, what's half of 160-something? $80-plus dollars. And that's just the start. Oh, I'm sorry, I was talking about Internet. But see, they all have the same tricks. They're going to put taxes on it, kill net neutrality. Let me tell you about it when we get back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Tell him, woman. Listen how beautiful that voice is. Crank her up.
Straight on for you. I'm for you.
much as I like it, we got to cut it out. Coming up, Senator Arnold Specter confronted on magic bullet theory. Absolutely amazing. We're going to be playing the audio of that video. This is up on JonesReport.com. We'll be discussing that. Getting back to Internet 2, I'm going to come back with the Jesse Ventura news. And then, of course, the new info. Secret plans for U.S. troops to stay in Iraq forever. Of course, we told you about that before the war. But now that's finally breaking into news. Now the media is being allowed to report on all this. I don't know why. We could debate that. We could discuss that. Well, I do know why to a certain extent. To ask the question is to generally get the answer if you actually think about it. But what they're going to do is a combination of things. There are hundreds of main hubs and switches for the Internet. And the Internet, too, people, which is the international private corporations who set the standards and then basically order government to adopt those standards. And they have government and the heads of all the Fortune, 100 technology companies, they're all there. You can go read the transcripts, the meetings, type in the Internet is dead, Internet 2. They put that announcement out every year. You'll see hundreds of articles with that in the headline or in the story. That's their slogan. And they talk about how they're letting the web grow, how the government created it. Now it's the government's right with the elites to take it back over. And they say that they're going to let the hubs break down and fall apart. And that the universities and institutions and government facilities and private corporations that are upkeeping the main hubs are just going to have government change the law where they don't even have to provide connectivity and cross through of data, but they say that's not enough. They're just not going to upgrade them, and that it's their right that when that stuff breaks to just not offer it. But they say before they can get to that point, they've got to get Internet 2 up and get more people using it, which they're now doing. And it's hyper fast. I mean, high definition TV, movies, music in perfect sound quality, live performances, data transmission, just. They're working on holograms where somebody's projected, they've been doing this for decades, as a hologram on the desk where you have virtual meetings where everybody's in the room. This is all coming. It's a three-camera shoot on a simple computer platform. Movies, within about 10 years, you're going to have theaters, or sooner nationwide, where you go in and it's a 3D hologram movie. That's why you don't ever hear about James Cameron anymore. He took his $5 billion, and that's all he works on, all he does, 24-7. And I know people that have been inside the secretive areas, not just the public areas. It's unbelievable. It makes the holograms in fiction movies like Star Wars look like child's play. And I remember being a little kid going to Disneyland and going to the haunted house, and they had 3D ghosts that were 3D flying around. That's 40-year-old technology with projectors, but I'm digressing here. So they're going to tantalize you onto the new web where there's, well, I'm going to finish up when we get back. We'll get into Ventura. We'll get into the war. There's just so much. And I'm really going to try to cover all the news first today, then take a bunch of your calls. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the 1 in 4 who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with Alcavita. Alcavita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with Alcavita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcavitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m., 4 hours. Up on our game, ladies and gentlemen. Never backing down. Engaging the New World Order at point-blank range. Poetry, is it not? I love it. Okay, let's get back into Internet 2. How they're going to shut down the Internet. See, it's just like you domesticate a hog. You've got wild hogs on your property, and they're very destructive. I mean, a group of 10, 15 hogs, sometimes they're in bands of 30, 40, 50. The biggest I've seen is about 50. They'll come in an entire cornfield, an entire field of soybeans. It could be anything. They will just destroy it. They just turn the ground over like tractors. And even domesticated pigs in a few generations grow long hair, big tusk. They go wild. And you've got to trap them or they'll destroy your property. And they've just type in Texas infestation wild hogs. I mean, they're destroying everything. There's coyotes running wild everywhere. There was one by our house the other day, freaking the neighbors out. They think it's like a wolf that's going to eat them. It's pretty funny. They will eat your house dogs and cats, though. They'll even attack big dogs. A group of coyotes will, and they'll eat it. But not usually people. Wolves do attack people, though. But I'm already digressing here. How did I start talking about Internet 2 and get off into invasive species? You see, I start talking about the Internet and how they're going to take it over, and then I start talking about toll roads, how they put tolls on existing roads, because it's a parallel. It's the same system. Oh, yeah, I got off into invasive species because they treat us like wild hogs, or how any animal was domesticated. How do you think our ancestors 6,000, 7,000 years ago began domesticating horses? Well, they started feeding them. They started getting them up near their camp. They started building little corrals and then putting food out each day till the horses came in and felt safe there, and then they would close the door. And then they would, over the next month or so, give the horse more food, take care of it, basically train it to the point of where man finally got on the back of the horse. Now, some anthropologists and the behaviors that study human interactivity with domesticated animals will say that more likely a big cat or something would kill a mother horse, and that then humans would capture and domesticate a baby colt and then take care of it and raise it. And that's certainly how dogs, that's certainly how we brought wolves in. A puppy's cute. Even a wolf puppy is very cute. And so we know that's how that happened. But this is the opposite domestication. This is the elite, because humans are predators, and this is an elite that operate as predators, and they're using us, the suboids, to use a Frank Herbert term. He also coined prison planet, ladies and gentlemen. That's where I got the term. Not from the ridiculous Scientologists, as some say. I got it from Frank Herbert in his prison planet. The prison planet where people were sent by the Padishar Emperor. I'm already digressing. So, the way you domesticate, well, you're not wanting to domesticate the wild hogs. You want to get them into the pen to kill them. But it's the same thing for domestication of goats, sheep, chickens, bovine. That's how they got the water buffalo and then others, which is the same thing as a cow, just wild. It hadn't been bred yet. It hadn't been genetically selected for being docile, having a lot of meat on its bones. You trick the hogs to come in to the fenced area, and you got a timer on the fence. And so you've got a grain dispenser, or if you want to lure them in, maybe something that dispenses sugar cubes, a type of range cube of molasses. And the gate's open, and for a month it spews out some sugar cubes when the gate doesn't close. Because at first, little stupid piglets are going to run in there, and sows are going to run in there. And the big boar, who normally runs things, the biggest, fattest, meanest one, he'll even nuzzle them and gripe at them and squeal at them and tell them not to go in. But they'll finally go in and eat, and he'll see that they're eating and see that it's safe. And he'll finally go in after a few weeks. Then the timer goes off, and the gate shuts. Now, you've got to, for a couple weeks, though, not knowing they're finally going to take the bait, you've got to be waiting in a pickup truck down the road and show up 5 minutes after the timer goes off, because the pigs will go crazy and start ramming it, they'll dig under it, and they'll get out. And you've got to jump out with your semi-automatic rifle and run up and shoot them. And by the way, for the animal lovers, don't be stupid. Did you know wild hogs eat baby fawns? They eat baby deer. And they also drive the deer out and destroy their habitat. It's an invasive species, environmental fools. This is real environmentalism. It's nothing, believe me, it's not fun shooting 15 hogs. as they squeal with gouts of blood squirting in every direction, and then having to load them on the backs of trucks or drag them with tractors in, and then give them to locals who butcher them. The local poor do butcher them and do eat it. Well, I just ate some a few weeks ago when I was out visiting family. The problem is hogs are so smart that all of them never go into the pen, and then once the rest of them have seen that, they never go in again. The hogs destroying our property now will not go into pens, will not go into the traps. It's the smartest land animal next to humans and the elephant. Porcines are smart, ladies and gentlemen, and they're like twice as smart as a dog. Their nose is many times better than a dog's, and they're vicious, and they're just unstoppable. So, but I've already digressed. The point here is that's what's happened with the Internet. They build the Internet. They let you use it. They let you get addicted to it. And they, the social planners, and I'm not saying their gods are perfect. I think they've miscalculated, wrote 30 years ago, I've just now been discovering this stuff, that they were going to build it, let us have it, and then take control of it and use it as World Wide Web was called by the NSA World Wiretap. Worldwide Wiretap. And the globalists want everything interconnected where no nation can stand against another. So there's just this global financial oligarchy above it. And they believe the web is going to tie us all together, which it's doing. And they predicted there'd be free speech and flash mobs and people waking up, though not to this level. So what they're going to do is let the old hubs break down and let there be more and more failure. And they've been saying this for at least 4 years. I've learned about it 6 years ago, but for 4 years they've been saying, as the connectivity breaks down, even if governments say they've got to have net neutrality because the population forces it, 90%+ of people in major polls want net neutrality. Even Ron Paul changed his position on that and finally figured out what it meant. They'll say, hey, we don't have to provide this. We're on this new system. And on that new system, you will have, say, universityoftexas.edu/Infowars or /Fox News or /Gov. And they will decide if you're allowed to have a website. It'll be like MySpace, but more controlling. What videos you can post, what bulletins you can send out. Everything is moving towards forcing you onto their hubs, where it's like Dig, where they can censor what they want, or where you notice my bulletins most of the time, everybody points out, and MySpace has admitted it in memos they put out. They've told people, yes, this is a ban. Alex Jones, Prison Planet, isn't allowed to be sent out even to members of his MySpace account. And universities and Comcast and libraries were in the software that are sold by companies that block. We're in with terror and porn and hacking and gambling. So you already see the model of that. But people then figure out that things like Dig or MySpace are controlled, so they migrate away from them, so they have to force you onto that. There's also the taxation. They're going to tax emails. They're going to tax Internet connections. Also, the new web is going to be such high speed that it's going to be expensive. They're talking about $75 to be on Internet 2 a month. That'll cut out a lot of people out of the market. This is the system that they are creating. They're also passing hate speech laws so they can shut people down and kick them off of the web. I mean, there are people in Canada and people in Germany, people all over, who get criticized because they don't bash Israel. They get arrested if they do. That's the world. Or if you criticize some group or you say, I don't want a million Turks a year coming into Germany. Or I don't want a million Middle Easterners coming in. You see, this is the control grid. They're also attacking free speech. And see, the government of France is suing Yahoo, trying to make them not allow Yahoo to have sub-websites that you know, criticize Israel. And so trying to shut people down. And then if Yahoo is forced to do that there, then they'll be forced to do that here. You see, this is all happening. So there's a multifaceted, multivariate attack going on. And you see constant demonization. You see constant attacks using the worst examples of what freedom creates. The scummiest porn, the scummiest violence, the horrible stalking, really bad things that go on the Internet. And then they every night on the news, they say, see, look at this, look how horrible it is. A woman being raped, and then it's put on YouTube. And then, oh, we've got to all lose our rights now. You see, so they're doing a job on us, and we're now only a few years away from this. You're already hearing about Comcast and others blocking whole sections of their competition's traffic. You're already seeing web breakdowns. Remember, what was it, 2 years ago? For like a month and a half, about a fourth of the websites you couldn't get to, remember? And it was because two companies, what was it, Level 2 and Cogent? It's Level 2, or is that company called Level 3? Level 3 was the company, okay. Level 3 and Cogent. And they were middle tier. They're not even top tier major infrastructure folks. And now Cisco's talking about, you know, kind of melding Internet 2 over Internet 1. So that's what they plan. Now, if we're able to get the word out about this, they're not going to be able to do it. And even if I disagree with the La Reconquistas, which are probably about half or more of the people in Mexico, and probably about a third of people in this country who are Hispanic, who believe that this is Mexico, the Southwest, that want to kill all whites, even, you know, I have to defend their free speech to talk like that, as long as they don't say put it into action. Because even though I hate their speech and dislike it, I have to stand by their right, or I will lose mine. Khalid Muhammad would say, you know, kill all the white women because they're the military manufacturing center. And, you know, probably 10-15% of blacks from the studies I've looked at believe like that. Does that mean that we should take their free speech? No. And you've got some extreme white supremacists who say, you know, we need to go ahead and have a race war and start killing people. And I totally disagree with that. But you need to understand that we can't take their free speech away, because most of the time they're feds, or they're being handled by feds and don't even know it. And if you take their rights away, then everyone loses their rights. So we can all agree with each other that free speech is important, unless you're Mayor Koch, who I had on a few weeks ago, who admitted they've banned most free speech in Europe and was saying it was a good thing, claiming the people want that. Incidentally, that's up on prisonplanet.tv, that interview. We took every claim he made and where he said we were liars, and we put multiple mainstream news articles right over it where it's admitted. And somebody says, what do you mean you use mainstream news? I thought they lie. No, most of the time they say, oh, isn't it wonderful? There's a government push to make all babies have microchips in their belly buttons. But don't worry, it'll fall off 2 weeks later. Or, oh, isn't it great, the face scanning cameras are everywhere tracking you for your safety. And I take that and say, no, it's a bad idea, here's why. Most of the time they're telling the truth, they're just putting a disgusting spin on it. Now, other times they flat out lie and say, Iran is running Al-Qaeda, they have rocketed the Green Zone, General Petraeus. When Iran is Shiite, not Wahhabist. And I know you know that, but finally, Oberman finally talked about it a few nights ago. We got that coming up after the Ventura clip I'm going to play. And so it's finally, the public's finally going, oh, Iran's at war with Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, Petraeus, Bush, McCain, Lieberman in the past has said they're backing Al-Qaeda. though now they know the jig's up. Oh, the cattle know now we're lying. We better quit saying that. It's now backfiring on us. Now, with certain subgroups, they still say Iran is al-Qaeda on neocon fake conservative talk radio. So there's how they're going after the web, and it's up to you to fight it. I'm powerless without you. And they're not going to just let this show and other shows continue to grow exponentially. They're moving against us. So even if we disagree with each other on facets of the New World Order, we need to team up together against the New World Order for free speech.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
It's one life. Make sure you live it to your fullest. Listen up! Let's go ahead and go to Jesse Ventura last night on The Daily Show. Very powerful information. Yeah, he's put his finger to the wind. He can feel the rebellion surging, the resistance to the New World Order. Here it is.
My guest tonight is a former professional wrestler. and I might just pick up my chair and hit him over the head with it. Please welcome Jesse Ventura.
To be clear, we also have him on The Daily Show. This is the Colbert Report. Go ahead.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Let's throw down!
I'm ready.
Welcome to come on the show.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have an author of your stature on the show. You have a new book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me.
That's right.
Okay. Why shouldn't we start the revolution without you? Well, isn't the nature of the revolution you got to go when you got to go, and we can't worry if Jesse Ventura's got his revolution uniform on yet?
I agree.
You agree?
I hope everybody does start it without me. I can stay in Mexico and keep surfing.
Now, let me ask you something. What is this revolution you're talking about, sir? Revolution against the United States government? That is sedition, sir, and you can be thrown in jail. Would be a good thing these days. You could be thrown into a pit with snakes.
Well, that may be true, but remember the Second Amendment with the right to bear arms?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not done for hunting or fishing. Our forefathers put that right in there so that we have the ability to rise up if our country becomes oppressive.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so
but
how
listen,
can
listen,
they have it both
that only
ways,
applies
Stephen?
In the United States, and you've already bugged out of the United States, and you're living in Mexico, Jesse. You've given up on the United States.
No, I've not. That's where you go to learn about revolution so that you can bring it back home. You know,
now,
everyone thinks Che Guevara is dead. I know better.
Now, is he a luchador? Is he one of those Mexican guys wearing a mask in the wrestling ring?
No, I don't think so. That's,
all right.
That's called that lucha libre.
You, for years, let's get your bona fides out here, why people should listen to you. Because I'm not exactly sure whether we should take advice from you, because you had, for years, what many people consider kind of a fake job, where people cheer and everything, but it's not real.
You
were the governor of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I also, Stephen, had a fake job called the U.S. Navy SEAL.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh.
And that can get fatal quick.
Uh-huh. You see me shake?
Well.
You can cut a diamond on that thing, my friend. Take more than a Navy SEAL to make me poop my pants.
That's right, Stephen.
Uh-huh.
But always remember,
uh-huh. You
got to sleep sometime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You think the government lies to us all the time, okay?
Well, I think that they, not all the time, but they certainly do lie to
us. Hold it there. This is good. We're going to come back, play the rest of this. I'm going to comment on it, on the revolution comments, his statements, and then I'm going to get into the other news here in front of me. Secret plans for U.S. troops to stay in Iraq. Homeland spy satellite ignores the Constitution. Foreign banks flee Spanish property debt. Al-Qaeda claims rocket attacks on U.S. oil men in Yemen. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.